Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. What the hell up for? Y'all ain't been talking about that.
Nah, I like it. I like
no, no, no. We love it.
Nah.
It's just, we don't talk about that here. So continue. Kilo is what
this is back in the day in my time when I was doing dirty fucking shit.
Right. I like it.
Y'all shit is called dirty water.
Dirty? Yeah. Give me the dirty.
I'm gonna give
you some dirty shit.
Podcast.
Shit. All I'm saying is I need you in the motherfucking clutch.
Stop being the bitch.
All right. All right, listen. Watch your fucking mouth.
That's why I said it real low. Stop being a little bee.
Watch your fucking mouth, Moses.
Little bee.
God damn it. Sick of this mother.
I got a bee.
You gotta go take a picture real quick?
Nah.
You sure? Nah, you do.
I don't know. I'm drunk.
I know you got a weak ass bladder. Mm. Nah, you give it up, bro.
It's coming for a nigga got one ball.
I don't have one ball, nigga.
One ball. Let me get
this. I'm not fucking with this.
One
nigga.
Ball. One ball. Lucky just had just one ball. Nigga got one ball. One lane.
I'm talking over future.
She no fame.
Flight, nigga can't even see me on way out of here. I'm too far in the sky. Heard me, his ass ready to dump my ass. Bitch, so pretty, look better than Cassie. Puffin' on Zooters and she calling me daddy. Walking on shit, turn it up and I guess. Came out the gutter, they ain't never meet a swagger. Security bag, got a bitch, I'm a bagger. Turning it up,
you
got
know
a bitch,
this
she
shit,
good.
Nigga. I already told you what I came here.
Drinking the mud I made out of the soil. Chrome heart accessories, whatever I'm
doing. Yeah,
none of these niggas, they looking the same. They copy my lingo, they biting my chain. Championship, Rangers gon' empty shit. Bitch, breaking niggas, they look at the kid. Dirty the fountain, but making the counter the bro. Get this money like it's my religion. This could be a mad day, a sad day for any of these niggas. They try to compare whatever I did. Them niggas touched 100, they just off the gig. They came out the jungle to kidnap a kid. I trap out of battle, spent 10 on the crib. I look at the ocean, the spot 30 M. Depending where I'm at, the city I'm in. I keep me low fully, no matter where I'm in. I have touch her ass, she gon' think she Korean. You fucking me good, but you helping me win. Niggas can't see me, you know, go tish. 2 minute breaks, we know I know the risk. I'm never sober, I'm thinking my quit. I pop the E, I can feel with a kid. Chief had a flight, nigga, can't even see me on way out of here, I'm too far in the sky. Heard me his ass, ready to dump my ass. Bitch so pretty, look better than Cassie. Puffin' on Zooters and she calling me daddy. Walking on shit, turn it up and I guess. Came out the gutter, ain't never meet a swagger. Secure the bag, got a bitch, I'm a beggar. Turning it up, gotta make sure she good. Park a 2 mil in the middle of my hood. Drinking the mud I made out of the sewer. Chrome heart accessories, whatever, I'm good. A lot of these niggas, they looking the same. They copy my lingo, they biting my chain. Championship, Rangers gon' empty the shit. Bitch breaking niggas that look at the kid. Count up some millions and tasting my drugs. Just stuck in my memory, they want some love. Ain't matching my flight, bitch, you know you a dove.
Shut the fuck, here we go, Moses. Here we go. I know you on your bullshit, it's all good though. Fuck out of here. What? No, talking to the mic. They can't hear you. You talking some stupid shit.
Nah. You want me to put you on blast?
Go ahead. What's up?
Your stupid ass. You
what I
sitting there bobbing and weaving. You in the future. Oh, shit. What episode was this?
I was trying to make sure I got everything right.
Yo, that shit be funny. Niggas be turning old quick. Oh, shit.
I'm not old at all, bro.
No. Don't have to be old. We got the old.
No, you old.
Old mentality. You know what I'm saying?
I got an old soul.
Yeah. You got the beanie on all the time. It's fucking hot as shit. you still want to wear it and shit.
I think it looks good on me in the summertime. I'm doing something different. Wait till I come with the salmon shirts and the salmon beanies.
And the flip flops. With the Jesus flip flops.
I'm not getting no Jesus flip flops.
Extra white socks. These are comfortable.
Sometimes I do think I could walk on water, though. But it's all right. This
yeah,
is dirty.
Try it.
Huh?
Try it. I want to see it. I believe in you.
I could do it. I'm telling you I could do it, bro.
No, I don't believe it's going to happen.
I've done it.
But I believe in you.
I've done it. You just haven't seen it. It's Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lexington.
Moses.
Yep.
Episode 133. No, shut
water
up.
Water don't count on the floor.
What you mean?
Nigga spilled a bottle of water. I'm walking on water. No. Shut up.
No, nigga, you ain't know you can walk on water in the bathtub?
You gotta listen, man. You ain't tried shit, nigga. Nah, man. You ain't tried shit, man.
Your feet is just in the tub. Walking on water.
Yeah, whatever. Episode 133. Appreciate everybody fucking with us on YouTube, Apple, Google, Spotify, all that shit.
What episode is this?
Shut the fuck up, man. I said 133. Why are you fucking with me? What's up with you today, man? Huh? What's going on with you today? How's life, Moses?
Let's talk about future. Fuck it.
Oh, that's what you want to start?
I just want to go start off.
You want to start
I'm
with
that
future.
Nigga. Hmm? You don't like it. I like it. Chicken. Hmm?
I like chickens.
Chicken.
I'm that nigga is not one of my favorite joints off of there, though, bro.
Why?
Puffing on Zooties. Puffing on Zooties.
Is this the future you wanted, though? You know how you is.
I'm not mad at this album at all, bro.
Future.
I'm not mad at this shit at all. I like a lot of the joints off of here. I like a lot of the joints off of here.
So is this what you want?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what are people expecting for Future, though? And it sounds like he switched it up. I really like that joint he got with Kodak Black. Voodoo. Look at Kodak on there singing. I like that joint. I didn't even go a lot. I like that joint.
You just love niggas singing.
You don't like singers?
No, it's no.
I'm trying to understand what you're saying right now. What's wrong? What's wrong?
You just
with that?
Like it. You just, oh, he's singing. I like it.
How do you feel about the album?
I'm sorry.
I never liked you, Moses. Like,
it's all right.
It's all right. So this is not the future you wanted.
I mean, it's just the same old futures. I mean, is every track hard?
No.
All right. I'm not going to say like, oh, yeah, this is no. Well, I expect a few little five little songs.
You only like five out of 16, bro?
I be having
five
to listen
out
to
of the 16?
You know how it is. Like, you get your little favorite five, and then later on, you might listen to some more. You know what I mean?
It's the future I expected. I mean, I don't know what anybody expected. I see a lot of people saying they don't like this one, though. A lot of people say they don't like the shit.
What they saying like about it?
I guess I'm not the future hive neither. I'm not the big future fan. So maybe there's something that future is not doing for them.
Well,
like,
you're not the biggest future fan?
No.
Okay. Okay.
What's that mean, bro?
No,
why'd you say it like
nah,
that?
Nah, that's cool. Let's
I heard
keep
it in your
on
voice.
Going. Nah, I don't have time to explain.
I heard it in your voice, though, the way you said that shit.
Yeah,
I didn't like the way you did
it. I don't have time to break
See,
it
See, the thing
down.
Happened with you is you put your shades on these couple episodes. You fucking changed, man.
Nah, I didn't change. I just don't want to see my eyes.
You fucking changed, bro.
I don't want to see my eyes.
You got, like, five rings on your fingers and now and shit. Like, what's going on with you?
I got rings on?
I didn't know this. Actually, this is crazy.
What I got on?
You look like Future.
I don't have.
So that. I know this is your shit.
Nah, I just got a shirt on. MDN.
Dave, did you hear the Future album? I know you're not the biggest Future fan either.
I heard a little bit of it.
I know you fuck with him a little bit, though.
I heard a little bit of it. Sounds good. Most of it sounds good.
Typical Future, right?
Yeah, I guess. I ain't mad at it.
Moses is mad at it.
Why am I mad at it?
He got some shit. He talking some shit on there as usual.
He getting his bag like usual. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You should still be spending to me. It's just that... I'm just waiting on a full like album, you know, where I like every song, where I don't even have to skip it.
Well, that's hard when they
instead of just putting, you know, what I'm saying, some shit together.
Well, that's hard to get though when you know they people switch, they trying different things. The same shit y'all said to me about Fabio album when I was like, oh, I didn't but like see, certain things, and y'all like, oh, well, you know, he got to switch it up, he got to have his different lanes and shit, like. That's what Future doing.
I don't mind that. I'm not saying I don't mind that.
He switched it up as much.
But what I'm saying is like,
he took some of them trap beats off of there, Dave. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I got my own.
He got a couple of there when them trap beats ain't on there. Like one of them joints with Drake. He got some joints on there without that sound.
What I'm saying, other people like it. He ain't switched it up. Everybody got their own opinion.
He switched it up a little bit, Dave.
He ain't switched it up. All that shit you heard before.
No, I agree with you on that.
So
Most of it, switch it up. He switched up a few of the joints.
If you heard it before, he ain't switched it up.
I'm saying he switched up a few of the joints. Because he's mostly trap soundy, 808s.
Nigga, you know he getting his singy baggy, nigga. He had an album where he was singing
with the trappy beats, though. He got in his singing bag without the trappy sound on it here.
Oh, yeah.
Is what I'm saying.
Maybe I skipped those tracks.
It might not be trappy to you. It might be trappy to somebody else. I'm that nigga trappy to me.
I don't like that one, bro.
Yeah, because
it's trappy, but that's the one I'll skip that.
I just feel like in your heart a little bit, like you like it.
No, not at all, bro.
Like you want to bounce around to it, but you don't want to say I'm that nigga.
Fucking fly dancing around my cup, man. Nigga tap dancing all over my cup.
Check that shit. Take a sip.
It's nasty.
Well, yeah, I like the Future album, so go check it out if you haven't, which I know most of you have, because he got a lot of fans. Shit, that nigga got a lot of fucking fans, man. Chris Brown, Lil Baby, going on tour together. What's up?
What
we doing?
What?
As a Dirty Water fan. See, that's that shit I be talking about.
So you want to go there?
You don't fuck with Chris Brown, Lil Baby?
Yeah, I do, but I'm just saying.
The first show is in Raleigh.
I didn't know. Like, if I would have known, I would have also got you the B2K Millennium Tour.
I would have never went to that. You'd have wasted your money.
I would have never went to that. I would have never went to that. You could have seen the Marion. Threw your hands up like, you. I didn't know, bro. No, I didn't know. You're like, I would have got the tickets, man, just for him. You know
I say
mean?
Chris Brown, Lil Baby. You throw B2K in the mix.
Yeah, because I know you like that song, What a Girl Wants.
I don't care about that shit, bro.
You love that song. I remember when we was kids.
The fucked up thing is, actually, I forgot about that song, so I know you love that song, nigga.
That's what I'm saying. You forgot about it because you ain't trying to remember because what happened to Old Boy. That doesn't happen with the song.
What happened to Old Boy?
The song is still a
classic. What happened to Virgil?
Huh? He got touched. Huh? They got touched, but that's another story.
Okay. I forgot about that too.
That's another story.
You just own one of them. What a girl wants.
Yeah.
What a girl needs. Sing that shit, Moses. Sing that shit, bro.
And R. Kelly produced it. That's why I so bad.
You even got the Omarion look. So I know you singing this shit, bro.
No, man.
I'm sick of Moses. So we're not as a Dirty Water family.
Omarion problems.
You don't want a Mario problem.
That nigga good. That nigga shut down the show. Bitch, you can't come to the show.
So we're not going to the show. Chris Brown, Lil Baby as a family, Dirty Water.
So you want to go
see,
to?
You want to see Chris Brown? Chris Brown?
I like Lil Baby.
But you like Chris
you
Brown
like,
too.
You like Lil Baby. You said before you seen Lil Baby perform with the fucking track. So you want to sit there and watch this nigga perform with the track in the background?
I'll take it. And I'll fuck with Breezy. Dance your ass off, my nigga. What you mean? Breezy out here.
What song you on?
Fuck with Breezy, man. Yo, listen. Starting off in Raleigh.
The only reason I would go is because the girls would be there. That's the only reason I would go.
So but you don't want
to
go?
I wouldn't go Ringo. To see them, though.
That's part of everything, Dave.
No. A Chris Brown show? The girls is there.
That's what I'm saying. Listen,
Griselda show, them niggas is not there. That's what I'm saying.
The girls was there at B2K, Millennium, tour.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck how many girls is there.
Yeah, those are young girls. I'm not getting my R. Kelly.
That was people our age, nigga.
What
are you talking about?
What
young girls is listening to B2K right now?
You think the young girls are listening to B2K right now?
No, nigga.
Who they listening
to? That's what I'm saying.
Listen to that.
That Chinese B2K group show has been people our age.
So I need to be there.
I don't know.
It's
up to you.
So you want to go to the Chris Breezy? I mean,
let's
that's
go
a nice
to
little concert.
Raleigh July 15th.
I'm not going to see them niggas. That's not who I like, who I listen to.
Juan, please don't judge me.
Yeah, that should go.
You know what I'm saying?
That should go. Not going to see Chris Brown though.
Not going to see Brie.
He got a lot of hits.
Or on my wrist. I'm not going to see that nigga either.
Who would you go see at a show, Dave?
Answer me that one. I don't like concerts. I don't do concerts like that.
So. Damn.
Told you.
What the fuck? Moses, me and you going, man. Fuck Dave.
Have a ball.
Fuck Dave, nigga. Me and you out. Have a blast. Dirty Water family. Courtney, you going? What's up? We out.
There you go.
Courtney out. Dave over here, party pooper.
I need Dave to go. Party
pooping ass nigga. You need Dave to go. Look how much of a bitch you sound. No. I don't like that, bro.
No, because you know how you get.
I need Dave to go.
You know how you get.
What?
You get timid. Then you want to fight. It's hot. Then you got to take your shirt. Some nigga want to fight you.
Don't nobody want to fight me, bro.
Like, you the only, I'm innocent no, out here, bro. You the only dude chilling. I know that fights R&B songs. Like, no.
What? Nah. Nah, we going though. Fuck it.
Deuces. And then you play that. You going, yeah, nigga, deuces. Oh, shit.
All right, Dave. If you ain't going.
Sing his little heart out over
there. Dave, if you're not going to the show, to the Chris Brown Lil Baby show, what's up? Rick Ross car show.
How much is tickets?
To where? The Lil Baby shit?
Yeah, did you look up?
Oh, yeah, you know I did.
How much are there?
A few dollars.
Okay, yeah, you know, yeah,
it's
I know.
A few dollars.
Yes.
Listen, you can't Dirty come Water here.
Production
you can't
for.
Come here with all this jewelry on.
Dirty Water
all
Production
these
paying
shades
for.
And all this.
Yeah,
you know
I got it
saying?
From Dirty Water
you
Production.
You got a fresh rolly on. And
Dirty Water Production.
Get your all hands off me. Don't fucking touch me, nigga.
Huh?
Don't
thank you, boss.
Me. Boss, these niggas are great. You the boss, stupid.
Chicks looking nice, boss.
Yeah.
Yeah. I should be early. Next Sunday, boss.
There are a few dollars. Let's go. Come on, you got it. You can save up till July 15th.
Nah, this, what was you talking about? The next?
Oh, Rick Ross car show.
Okay, is that Rick Ross and Envy?
No, it's Rick Ross.
It's just Rick Ross.
It's okay. Rick Ross. He's going to have it at his estate down there in Georgia.
No, I didn't know because, you know, they've been going back and forth
got
on
you.
What's his name, so.
Got you.
I guess that was promotion and shit. I know you just be joking and shit like that. But it's just good for that. I think it's going to be nice, though.
Well, yeah, I thought.
He got a lot of cars.
Dave, you in the cars, right?
Mm-hmm. No.
God damn.
Not for $700 a ticket.
No, bro. That's okay. The $750 a ticket is for you to enter your car.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. I just looked it up before we started.
So how much is it?
$250.
No, I'm not going down. I don't even like cars like that. You want me to go down there and walk around this nigga house?
So you just want to
go
this
nigga. Why this nigga start yelling?
Yeah, I'm not going.
Why this nigga start yelling at me? Yo, Dave, lower your tone over there, bro.
That's I'm not going down there looking at nobody's cars. You just want to be a thot on somebody's property and shit.
No, walk around the guy. Actually, I'm going for content.
Well,
I
go.
Want to have
you
something
can
to
go.
Talk about. I want the fam with me.
Go.
I want the
blast.
Family with me.
Yeah,
this
blast.
Should be crazy. Y'all
I'm
want
not,
the
yo,
shit with me.
I'm
yo.
Not paying $250 to walk around look at somebody's cars, dog.
I want mine looking at the cars, but like Dave, I'm not paying no $250.
I'm not paying $250 to go walk, look around somebody's cars. And I don't even like cars like that. You know what I mean?
I do like cars.
See, look.
There
look.
You go. You
but I
go.
I don't like him like to know too much, but I do like.
But this one's May 21st though. This is coming up.
Okay, I'm not going. I gotta get this money like they do. The fuck you talking about? Get to the
I
money.
Don't give a fuck if it was next month, 6 months from now, I ain't going around walking.
Dave
around
go.
At this nigga cars.
But you get
go.
To see Rick Ross' house too.
You're not going to see, you're not walking through his house.
Nah,
and
no,
like I said,
like, yo, that shit look fire. Like, I walk around that shit hard.
You sound like a bitch. You get to see
right,
his
day,
house.
Yeah.
I want to see his bedroom.
I think
I'm
not saying.
They
going to say it.
I
want
to see his bedroom.
Yo. Yeah, and this, yo, it made me so
what
mad.
The fuck is
this nigga be like,
about,
I don't
yo.
Get hype. I don't get hype when I see fans. Soon as you see, yo, this is Rick Ross' house.
Right. That's the first thing you do.
You want a picture? Man, y'all funny, man. You acting funny, man. What? He that man house alone, bro.
He one of them niggas that go to the record label and take a picture in front of the
yeah,
sign.
Yeah,
and
yo.
Shit.
What?
Ain't got nothing to do with the record label.
We working.
Imagine, yo. Imagine we go to a little celebrity party, yo. I'm gonna have some shit.
Hey, all right, listen, I can hear all this shit. I'm gonna have some shit. Y'all shut the fuck up.
And you see y'all Dave Chappelle? Did you see Dave Chappelle? Fucking crazy, man. Why you acting like this?
The funny thing is, y'all know I don't even act like that, yo. That's what's so funny about it.
Nah, you do.
I don't, but it's fine.
You have your calm moments and then you just get hype up.
So we just build some content, man. That's all. Go as a podcast family, because I love y'all. You know, go see some shit. You know, never know. Might bump into a couple people. Keep it pushing. That's it.
Can't wait to use that front camera.
Yeah.
What? You said what?
Can't wait to use the front camera.
Hey, yo, Envy.
Use the front camera.
Hey, I ain't want a picture, but you know, since you're here, because I won't go ask for no picture. I won't go ask. But since you're here.
Bro, if I wanted a picture with Envy, I would have got it in the last. Yeah, come on, don't do that. Don't do this. I hate you.
That's what I'm saying. I hate you, nigga. Because
y'all pay you these niggas to talk this shit about me.
You from
and
New
y'all
York.
Know I don't do nothing of this shit y'all be saying.
Because you from New York.
What that guy...
Whatever. So what? Yeah, you know what they got. You gotta be hard. You can't go back home talking about
ain't nothing wrong with taking
you
know what I'm
saying? You can't go back home. You can't go back home with that, nigga. Yeah, I seen DJ Envy. Yes, I got a picture. I'm like, what the fuck?
Well, I guess nobody's going to the Chris Brown and Little Baby show with
he can
me.
Go back home. He come right back to Fayetteville. Nobody gonna care. What
you talking about? He's Yonkers though.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's what I said, man. Is that what I said?
Get a new tattoo. Go to Black Ink and get a new tattoo. Get that Ink. Shit covered up.
Yeah, you ain't from New York unless you got a tattoo.
We went to Black Ink when we went to New York in 2014.
Yeah, and they
the
won't
niggas
open.
Are not open. Yeah, they won't open. Niggas are not open the door. I say you bitch ass niggas. Where C's at, man?
They see your what's ass. They was like, oh no, oh no.
Well, whatever, man. Sick of you.
Oh no.
Yo, when was the last time y'all actually had to go with no internet?
What, last 2 weeks?
What? What? I asked because you know, I'm at the crib chilling, watching
it's
the game.
It's a fucked up situation.
Right, I'm watching the game. You know, shout out my Memphis boys. I'm rooting for the Memphis boys on the West. Ja Morant. But anyway, I'm watching the game, right?
Shouts out to women basketball.
Yeah, that too. Definitely.
And women volleyball. I like women's sports.
You like women's sports? You
yeah,
like,
I don't.
You like being a creep, right?
Nah, it's just women just play
I know
harder.
Exactly what's going on.
No, women play
you,
harder.
You different.
And I'm supposed to. I'm a man.
You're not supposed to be a creep.
Yeah, I'm not supposed to look at
what the fuck I'm not, supposed to?
I'm a man. Not, like,
I'm
not
be
a creep.
Creep?
You a creep. You look at a sweaty
these,
man.
I'm going to watch these girls
running
on
down
team.
The field. Running down the court.
That's creepy shit.
Sweaty.
That what you say? That's creepy shit?
You like it.
This nigga's crazy, man.
They doing all kind of twerk positions. I'm tired looking at it.
What?
I'm not looking at it.
Anyway, I was watching the game, right?
Women basketball.
And tell me why I had a fucking internet outage in fucking mid-third quarter, man.
So what, you was on like your laptop or something?
No, bro. You know everything. I got Hulu. Everything is through internet based now.
Oh, so you
I don't
was
have
watching
cable,
sports.
Cable. Yeah.
You just watch sports through Hulu. Okay.
Yeah. I don't have cable. Like, everything is through the internet.
Okay.
Nigga, shut my whole fucking house down, bro.
What was on the
everything
court?
Is connected. What was, like,
what was it
the
saying?
Baby's iPad, my son's PS5. I'm trying to watch the game.
What was the score?
I can't even remember. It was a tight game. Mm. It was a game the last when they put out Minnesota, that game. Okay. And Ja Morant dunked over my man Beasley. Well, he's not my man, but he dunked over him. It was beautiful. I missed that, like, live. I had to fucking watch it on Instagram and my shit was acting fuzzy because you know I live in the woods. So with my internet connection on my phone, that shit's going in and out fuzzy and shit as he's jumping over the nigga. Like, man, get the fuck out of here. So I was wondering, like, yo. I can only imagine what people will really go through out here if the internet just shuts down in the country. It just shuts down, the internet.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
How long did it shut down, though?
Yeah.
It was out for basically the remainder of the night.
Damn,
the remainder of the night, bro.
You couldn't do shit.
Nothing, bro.
You went to sleep, man?
I did.
Yo, that shit be crazy.
I did. Like, couldn't just, I didn't want to sit there looking at my phone and shit. My internet's weak out there. Like, you know what I mean? So... Bruh. It was terrible, bro.
That's how we know you're rich, because you ain't got no DVDs.
No, I got that. I got shit like that.
You should have been watching DVDs.
I should have been watching Casino or some shit.
Yeah, you're a real nigga. You should have been.
No, I'm a real nigga. Don't play with me like that. I'm sick of you. I'm sick of you.
Oh, fucking. I've been waiting to watch these DVDs.
But I was really wondering, I'm like, damn, how would the world be if they shut the internet down in the country?
You niggas would be fucking lost out here, especially you young niggas.
DVDs.
Oh, yeah.
You young niggas, y'all would have no social media?
They go crazy.
They just going to be driving their parents crazy, that's all.
I ain't gonna lie, man.
It's going crazy. It's gonna be another pandemic all over again. Imagine a pandemic went down and we ain't have no, we had to stay in the house with no internet.
Having no internet sucks, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
It'd go, niggas would go crazy. Man.
It's crazy.
Especially the shit you watch, you're gonna need that internet.
Gotta sit down and talk. Play some games, nigga.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not gonna be.
Bring the cards out.
It's not gonna
bring
be
the
bad.
Uno out, nigga.
Mm. It's not gonna be that bad.
You might not be a bad idea to shut the internet down for one day a week or so.
One day a week, shut the internet down, Dave.
Mm. And niggas figure it out.
Mm.
Sit down and talk.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Niggas might, yo, niggas might not like each other. Sit down and talk. And I'm like, yo,
yeah, it's going, you going, it's going to force some shit out.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Ain't no entertaining now niggas. You get to the niggas issue. Know is if you, you know, they should do it randomly too. It should be randomly every week.
Like, don't even
tell.
Because then they're going to
just wake up every morning, just put it on the broadcast. Internet shut down. Don't even worry about it.
Don't even wake up in the morning. That shit just shut down at like 4:23 p.m.
Figure it
out of the blue.
Boom.
Oh, you thought you was getting off work to go to the internet. Nope. Yeah, I know. It's over for you, nigga.
Next 24 hours, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, you better.
Take your ass outside, nigga. And it's snowing. Yeah, and it's snowing. Go have a snowball fight with your kid, nigga.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, like, but it'll fuck up a whole lot of shit because, you know,
yeah, a lot of niggas depend on the internet. Yeah.
Clock on... For the internet, especially at work. Well, like, they do
what
it
I'm saying
phone,
is they can regulate it somehow.
You know yeah, I mean? Like through work and shit like
yeah,
that.
Just internet, just for, just for networking purposes. Mm. But as far as, you know what I mean, entertainment purposes, this shit don't work. All the websites and shit shut down.
Shit, the game would still be good. Niggas get paid professionally, just play the game and see how it is.
Make sure you can't stream. You wouldn't be able to stream. Over.
They probably let them. That's no, what I mean, I'm saying. They probably let them slide.
They can record it and upload it the day after, but you can't stream.
So what I guess everybody just have to have actually have cable.
Yeah, right.
You would have to have cable.
Yeah, that cable or do some do fuck whatever the fuck or night. Be outside
or be outside.
Entertain your people
in the snow.
Cable.
Yeah.
Fuck cable.
That's how you feel, bro.
No, I'm just talking shit. Hey, but I know you don't, but me and Dave probably do. We go to these places.
How you know what I do?
Be, nah, because you, know what I do, you timid. You hey,
I'm
funny
not.
On shit.
I'm sick of that too. You gonna stop talking about me like that?
Nah, because you don't eat much shit. You don't try shit.
I do try shit. I just don't try pork.
So every now and then you might try something at convenience store or stuff like that.
Like what? Give me an example.
See,
give me an
that's
example.
What I'm saying. Like, stop playing with it.
Now go to say what's up. Give me an example.
So you know, like most of these stores, like these convenience stores, they have some what's it, potato wedges or some chicken.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah, no, I eat some fried chicken.
Or,
at a,
something like that.
I do so, that.
At a gas station.
I
yeah,
do that.
Sometimes mm-hmm. like
gas station up the street.
Sometimes
my crib
it can
got
be,
some fire chicken.
Sometimes it can be good. Sometimes it can be bad. So, do you have a gamble like that? You know, with your tummy. With your stomach.
Do you gamble?
That's the question. Do you gamble with your stomach with those kind of establishments?
Right. You, it depends on the store. You know what I mean,
I don't think today I do.
You got to survey the store. You know what I mean? Because I'm out on the road a lot.
Yeah.
So you know what I mean, for my job and shit. So sometimes you got only thing is available or the thing closest is a gas station that's cooking or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to serve. Yeah. You just McDonald's might be a couple miles away.
You
just
might
nah,
because
then you can stop at a nice little restaurant and get you a dope lunch.
No, not
just
on
the
I'm
run,
on a schedule,
bro. Like,
man, nigga. Ain't no
ain't
time to
eating
sit
chips.
Down and
yeah,
eat
you don't want
and
no
shit
chips.
Like that. I'm not doing all that.
What's the average lunch break? 30 minutes, an hour?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I'm sitting down. I'd be sitting down.
Yeah, some people don't have that luxury, my man. And you're not doing nothing because you're not working.
No, I'm talking about when I was working at the post office, delivering mail and shit. Nigga, they taking 30 minutes out of my check.
Oh, yeah, they take it. You
listen,
take
I'm
it.
Sitting the fuck down.
Absolutely.
And ordering.
Absolutely. Like, fuck out of here, yo. Nothing wrong with that. But like I said, not everybody,
you know what I'm saying?
Not everybody got that luxury. Like when I'm traveling.
Yeah.
And I got a 4-hour drive. I'm not sitting and stopping for 30 minutes. Nigga, I'm picking up and I'm moving. You know what I mean? So everybody ain't got that luxury, like I was saying.
So Dave, I don't really want to talk about your job like that, but you actually have to do a 4-hour drive to do a job and then do a 4-hour drive back, or you don't get to stay the night or nothing to like rest off of that? That's like an 8-hour drive, nigga, by itself. You know what I mean?
Every once, you know what I mean? You got to do what you got to do. Don't worry about what I'm doing out here.
Right. That's why I said, I hate to ask. I know you ain't want to talk about it like that. But when you say
it's,
that,
it's bad, but it's not that bad because it goes by in time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Especially when you're moving. That's why I said, like, you got to get something and grab. If you sit there, it's going to take a long time. That's why you just get something and go. And those gas stations and shit like that, they be real good for you.
Some of them be good. Some of them be looking a little shaky.
Oh, man. Some of them
real
just,
sketchy. Yo.
You'll take that chance. Let me just get something because I don't want no chips right now and then something be
fucked up.
What's
some
of
the things you don't fuck with in the gas station that be cooking food?
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
Yeah.
I don't eat hot dogs no more, period. But even then, I'm like, I wouldn't get a hot dog.
Don't get
from
it twisted
here.
Like it.
I wouldn't get the hot dog from here. Dude.
Like those places, shit at Lowe's and
Chili little, been sitting too long. Hold up,
man. Them places at Lowe's and stuff
nobody
like
no
Aces. Like they have their little setup shit. They be good, but like no,
that chili be looking like Aldo, man.
Yeah, that shit look disgusting.
That's dog food.
The slaw is all right. No
pulled pork. I'm not eating pulled pork from no gas station.
Nah.
Things be having whole barbecue sandwiches.
I'm not eating lasagna.
They be having
who the
lasagna,
fuck got lasagna
at the gas station?
They be having on gas station. You know what I'm saying? Truck stop.
Truck stop.
Especially
okay.
The truck stop. If you
Moses, what you doing at the truck stop, line, bro?
Right.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. See, that's what I'm saying. You worry about the wrong thing. Don't worry about what I do.
Look,
you know what I'm saying? Just
look,
know I do it.
So, I was asking a question.
So
that's
anyways,
it.
You sound like an informant. Stop.
Oh, shit.
I'm just fucking with you. But nah, those gas stations, you know, they gonna have
truck
most
stops.
Everything. Yeah, those truck stops. If you go to those, so like, you know what I'm saying?
They're like Sheets or something. Sheets got made to order food and shit like that. That shit cheap.
And then that's the thing. Do you trust them?
Yeah. My nigga, you gotta trust anybody that's making your fucking food.
That's the thing. Yeah, like, yeah, you know, some
matter.
People will be like,
if you ain't watching them niggas make it, if it ain't hibachi, nigga, you gotta put
trust. Jersey Mike's.
In but that's the thing, like, you'll take them, like, especially them little burger joints. They be nice. You know what I'm saying? You go a little spot.
Even,
they be
even Jersey
burgers.
Mike's. Mm. You don't even know if they drop that meat in the back or something. You know what I mean? Throw it back in the tray.
I understand what you're saying, because, like,
no meat.
I ain't trying to be funny.
That's the same with the Japanese spots, dude.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Anyway, you got
to
trust
Little C's here, I don't eat here. But, like, if I go to Raleigh or something like that, Gardner, I eat it.
Nigga, you got to trust it. You can't trust it.
Nah, that shit, man.
Yeah.
That piece is good. Eat it here, just be cold and stomach fucked up as soon as you take a bite.
What you eating? Hunter's pizza, nigga, from the gas station?
Hmm?
You eating that Hunter's pizza?
Hunter's pizza is hard.
You like it?
You like it? Look at Dave.
It's good for you.
Yeah, I know.
Not every.
That shit gonna give you cancer, nigga.
Wow. Fuck cancer. Just throw that out there.
Don't eat the wings. That's the thing. Like,
those wings
don't eat them wings. Like, no, I'm not eating those big ass shits.
Shits be sitting under the hot light and shit.
Yeah. I think I just take it with this peas, nigga.
Right. Take it with his. Nah. Hell no.
Get him with the grease.
Nah, hell no.
It's grease.
Are you, what's them niggas that be patrolling like the parking meters and shit? What's them niggas? They want to give you tickets and shit.
The meter police.
The meter police. Yo, fuck you niggas
the
in Raleigh.
The meter maids.
Wow. Niggas in Raleigh. He trying to give me a little. Trying to give me a little ticket. You know, I be doing my little Uber Eats.
He was like, hey, buddy.
Minding my business. I'm like, I'm in and out, bro. Like, actually, you was down the street. So, like, let me run in here. I'm not paying for this little parking space right here. It's right here. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm.
Ran in here. Took a little longer than I expected, maybe 5 minutes. Like, you know what I mean? I come back out. This nigga's at the car.
I'm like, oh, let's...
With a fucking pad.
Yeah.
Or this bullshit.
With his little computer. I think it's a little computer now, right?
Mm-hmm. Stupid ass shit, right?
So I was like, you a ticket?
What'd he say?
So I said, yo, what's going on, man? You giving me a ticket? He's like, well, it's just going to be a citation. Not a citation, but a warning. She's going to be a warning. And I'm like, oh, okay. I was like, well, I was just doing Uber Eats. You know, I was just grabbing food, whatever. Okay, yeah, I understand. But, you know, city guy gets money, too.
Yeah.
He's a black dude, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, come on, bro. You taking your job a little too
that
fucking seriously.
It ain't about taking his job too.
It ain't about taking his job so seriously. That's his job.
That's what he basically said.
That's his job.
That's my job too.
He got one job, is to give tickets. You talking about he taking it too seriously.
And he didn't give you no ticket.
He didn't give you no ticket.
You know what I mean?
And if he would have gave you a ticket, then...
You should have said, this is my warning. I'm going to whip your ass.
Like, I felt that way. I want to smack him with the smoothie.
You see what I'm saying?
Like,
you see
a little scuffle with the music, man?
I
want to
smack this nigga with the smoothie.
You see how you act? You see how you act?
What?
Man. With a bum, you going to pull out the gun.
Right.
With this nigga, you don't want it. Yeah, okay, I'm out here.
First of all, with the bump, it was nighttime.
Nah, you should have said it's on the hip.
This shit I had going on with the parking shit was 9:30 in the morning. Like, come on.
This nigga Lex wiped his ass with the ticket.
Yeah. The warning. Took a picture of my license plate and everything. Get the fucking warning out of here.
Should have looked at that shirt. Hey, you see
warn his ass next time.
Look at that shirt. You see what's on my hip? Now get the fuck out of here.
Nigga is crazy, man.
Fucking pussy. Watch it run out. That's your one, little bitch.
Yeah, them niggas is annoying, man.
I didn't understand it, bro. I didn't understand it at all. Like, why even print out a warning, nigga?
Just tell me.
Nah, he ain't gonna tell. He didn't know you was gonna come out.
I was wondering if that shit, like, my license plate is in the system now. Like, watch out for this vehicle.
Well, no, it probably
took a picture of my license plate and everything. That's why I asked.
He probably saves it for that day. Like, it was this day on this block. If I see you again without no money in this meter, he gonna get you.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It's just a...
And I might be on that block again. I'm not telling you where I was at.
But, and pay the money.
Well, your ass got a fucking warning, nigga.
Fuck him, yo.
Pay the money, man.
Yo, I think he was about to put hands on you. You wasn't gonna do shit.
Oh man, I was gonna smack him with the smoothie. I was smacking with the fucking smoothie.
Yo, with the smoothie,
I had two smoothies. I was gonna smack him with one of them.
That's a fact.
Yo, Uber Eats this.
And then when I was going to deliver the other one, I was like, yo, one of them dropped, bro. What you want me to do?
They were like, nah, nigga, you drank that.
I did not drink nothing.
You'd have went there with smoothie on your shirt. One smoothie.
Like, bro, when you smell the strawberry banana
smoothie
on your
shirt. I thought I was smacking this nigga with.
Bad rating, nigga.
And look, I had a smack in there, man. Here, take this.
Right.
Yo, so Elon Musk bought Twitter, right? For $44 billion. Cool. I don't really care about that because I don't really understand none of that shit like that nowhere. Like, I don't really know what's the move in that. Like, that's out of my tax bracket. I'm broke. But the tweet I did think was funny is when he said next he's going to buy Coca-Cola and put Coke back in it.
I don't know if that was real, but it was real. Good.
It looked real to me.
It was a good one. Yeah, they all look real.
No, I went to his Twitter. It was real.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. It was real.
Oh, he's funny.
He's hilarious for that.
He's crazy.
So I wanted to know how you... Don't yawn on the pod. I'm sorry. That's disrespectful.
You talk about Coke, I yawn. Because I don't do Coke.
Yes, get you up. I get you up.
I don't do Coke.
All right, so...
I know niggas do Coke.
Yeah, me too.
They shoot.
What?
Stay away from them.
Stay away from these niggas.
I thought that was funny though. Putting the Coke back in there because they had Coke and Coca-Cola back in, I forgot what year it was.
They had the needle in Coca-Cola, man.
Huh?
They had the needles in the Coke bottle, man.
Anyway, yo, Elon said he gonna put the Coke back in the Coca-Cola, nigga.
Sorry, back
so what,
in there.
What's another thing Elon need to buy up and put improve and you know what I mean, reinvent?
Buy me.
This nigga, right? Buy me. Pay for me.
You are a sick man.
He's crazy.
You been hanging out with Courtney too much. You gotta pay for this.
Yeah,
you gotta
sick.
Pay for
it. You gotta pay for it. Pay for me.
Oh, no. No, cuz.
I'm trying to take care of my family. What
this
you want me to
saying,
do?
Buy me.
So I'm a single father, too. Like, what you want me to do? It's rough out here, man.
It's rough. Business rise. Buy me.
I mean, this don't be having you do no wild, wild shit.
Like, you gonna be like,
you know what I mean? I'll be your shooter, Eli.
Nah.
I'll be your shooter, bro. Like, what's up?
You gonna be like the toy.
Who you don't like? You know what I mean? For real.
Wearing pajamas and shit like the toy.
All right, that's my answer. What's y'all's, motherfuckers?
Like, that's what I'm talking about. Man. Man.
That's so always the jokes on Lexington, right? Sick of you niggas, man.
You ready to sell ass, nigga. That's the crazy part. That's wild.
Ain't no jokes on you. Said
what you think? What you think he buying if he buy you?
Buy me.
He buying ass.
What you
I was saying as an investment. I was not saying to like buy me.
That's his investment. Ass.
Yeah.
That nigga is buying ass.
You sold yourself. Crazy. You basically said, I'm a whore.
He's not gay, I don't think.
No matter. He bought you.
That don't mean it's for him to use.
Yeah. Oh, my
yeah,
God.
I mean, you don't know what he going to do with your ass.
All right, what is he
got this light-skinned kid from Dirty Water. You want him? Let him see your cheeks. Let him see it.
That's crazy.
Yo, he keep wanting to see my ass, you, man.
Oh. Okay, so what he need to buy then? Y'all ain't said nothing else, y'all. I'm sick of this shit.
Krispy Kreme.
Why? What Krispy Kreme do to you?
Nah, he need to buy Krispy Kreme, make some more, make them better. Should be hot all the time.
He need to buy a Honda and bring the Integras back. That's what he need to do. That's my first car. Acura Integra. He need to bring the Integras back, man.
This nigga said, buy the Honda and bring the Integra
bring
back.
Bring the Integras back.
You don't
back.
Think they're going to eventually bring the Integra back in the near
maybe
future?
Maybe not. I don't know. I want them doing that. Bring the Integras back.
I'm going to do it now.
Hey, yo, bring Hayes back, man.
Bring Sour back.
Bring Sour back.
That's what you want.
Bring fucking Sour back. The all real that, Sour.
All the stuff.
The real, no, the real Sour. The real, Dave know what I'm talking about. The real Sour.
Yeah.
Moses, you don't know what I'm talking about. Bring no, you back. Know what I'm talking about. But Dave know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Bring back Black Wealth.
Nice.
Black ownership.
That's here.
That's coming back.
That's here.
Talking about powerful man. Like back in the Harlem days.
He can't bring back Black Wealth, man.
Bring it back.
Unless he give everybody a little something.
Yeah, do that.
You want him to give everybody a little something? That's buying them, ain't it?
Huh?
No, it's giving.
No, that's
you,
not buying.
You sold
if
yourself.
Giving.
You, was like,
you sold yourself.
You sold yourself.
You sold yourself.
You signed yourself on the dotted line. Come get me. Pay for me.
Come get me. Pay for me. That's not what I said.
Look at my body. This is what you want.
Oh my God. Here we go, man. Here we go.
This is what you want, sir.
I'm going to slap the shit out of you. You better leave me alone. I'm sick of you, man.
Pay for me. That's going to be the name of the episode. Pay for me.
Hey, yo, so we got to stop this, yo. This Cash App on your birthday shit. We got to stop this. We got to stop it.
Why? You got tired of people doing it?
I'm done.
Cash App me for my birthday card.
I'm done with it. Like, I sit there, send a happy birthday text to a homie. Like, yo, happy born day, you know. Enjoy, little shit, how you do? Oh, yeah, appreciate it, you know what I mean? And bless your big bro with my Cash App. Huh?
You got niggas asking you for Cash App?
See what I'm saying out here? And call me big, and said, bless your big bro. So he's my big bro.
And he asked for Cash App.
Hey, he asked for the Cash App.
That's your people's
and
though.
Put his Cash App in the text.
That's your people's though.
Well, that's your
I
big
like,
bro.
I'm like, I don't do Cash App, bro.
You got to choose your bros carefully.
This shit is insane out here.
Grown nigga asking
for
Cash
App.
Only hoes actually Cash App.
I laughed at the message.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I could do is hit the ha-ha.
So how much you send?
I get the fuck out.
So how much you
get the fuck out of here?
How much you send your big bro?
Yeah, you tripping. Your how much
big
you need?
Bro. Right.
Shit was crazy. I was like, yo, what are you talking about Cash App you, nigga? How many times I gotta tell niggas? I'm a single father too. I am broke out here. It's real.
You ain't even
no
be
grown
like,
man
you should have
be.
Been like, when I see you,
and
I
no
got
grown
you.
Man should be asking a grown man right, for no Cash App on their birthday.
On their birthday.
You can tell them when I see you, I got you, bro.
No, I just ha-ha the message.
Okay.
I wish it was an ah-ha, the little Dirk shit. That's what.
He was just fucking.
Because I was really laughing at it. Like, I didn't understand it at all.
He was testing the waters.
Testing the waters. The waters I'm going to walk on. God damn it. Anyway, yeah, my birthday's coming up, so, and I don't know what to do.
Please don't ask me cash.
I actually thought about going to New York. No, I'm not going to ask for no Cash App, nigga. I don't do that.
It's just disrespecting.
Are you going to send me a Cash App, though? Nah. You brought it up.
No. Nah.
Got you begging.
I was just wondering.
You just like that nigga on the phone you text.
Nah. I actually thought about going to New York, going to my roots. Then okay. I thought about going to...
Yo, you are so funny. I think about going to New York.
My roots.
Going to my roots.
Yeah, I said what I said, yeah.
My roots.
My roots.
What are my roots, you know what I mean?
Where's your roots at?
Yeah, I told you already. You already shouted out.
You just got born there.
You don't make me call somebody that's from Yonkers on the pod.
You got born there and you suddenly got shipped over here. Came straight to Fayetteville.
Get the fuck out of here, Moses.
I'm from Yonkers.
Thought about Baltimore. Gambling at that MGM up there.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's
got
nice.
Family there, you know, go see family, you know what I mean?
You want to go gamble?
Gamble, yeah. I do want to gamble a little bit, man.
Oh, yeah, that's dope.
And then I thought about just disappearing in fucking Daytona Beach because I got my aunt and my uncle down there. You know what I mean? They like to do some fishing and shit. Try to do something a little different. So I don't know. I got a week though.
Oh, that's nice.
Fishing is good though, man. I like fishing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Fishing is calm. Courtney always fucking up shit.
Mm. You got this shit, homegirl?
She don't know shit.
She over here fucking some shit up, man. What's up with her, man? She's great though. I ain't gonna lie, man. She hold
Courtney's
it down.
Cool.
She hold it down. I ain't gonna
She's
lie.
A shooter.
Yo, so I was gonna ask y'all, do y'all have any suggestions that I should try to go for my birthday? I thought about Memphis too.
Do them all. Yeah. Have a blast.
Do them all.
Go all in one. You can do it. First class.
Be a thought that you are. Lead the kids with their grandmother.
I mean, caviar.
I'm not a thought.
I mean, caviar.
Man.
I thought about trying caviar.
They kids with their grandmother. I'm experiencing life.
It's hot boy summer.
Hot boy summer. They still ain't hit me with the formula neither.
I celebrated my birthday all month.
Sir, put down your hand. You can't keep putting that hand.
So Taurus season, bitch. Taurus season.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, whatever, Dave.
That shit.
Yeah, whatever. Oh, did y'all hear about Chopper for making the bed before we get out of here?
Okay, what happened?
He's charged with doing a little sex trafficking.
Oh, shit.
Doing a little sex trafficking.
Okay. Doing a little.
He's charged.
Just a little bit.
Little sex trafficking. Yeah. Got caught up in some shit.
Damn.
Oh, man.
It happened to be a fucking undercover. Fucking with some, trying to get lure somebody in.
From Vegas.
Happened to be an undercover, figured out this whole scheme. So he's charged for all this shit.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's fucked up. You know what I mean? But I mean, listen, when you out here doing what you're doing, you got to be careful. And I think he even said, as he was speaking to him, like, I don't really like fucking with Vegas because the police is heavy out there. You know what I mean? Like, you telling this person that, and they happen to be the police. So you fucked up. You stupid for that one. I'm sorry. Stupid for that one. If you know what it was, how the environment might be, come on, man. You gotta move a little bit more carefully. If you're gonna be doing what the fuck you're doing. It's saying, fucked up regardless.
Just do hell.
Yeah, just say that, man.
You can't.
No pimping and all that. Ladies, if you got a pimp.
It's his fault.
At this moment, you know what I mean? At this day and time, if you got a pimp, you stupid. You don't need no fucking pimp. Go ahead and make your own money, yo. And niggas stop preying on women, yo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Damn, that nigga's fucked up.
Yeah, he's done data.
I'm just saying, somebody probably set him up, though.
I mean, that's all very well possible.
Had to be a friend to introduce him. He just ain't. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, ladies, cut the middleman out. They got the middleman. That's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't understand it, man. It is what it is. So fuck cancer.
And you come out with some rap now.
Yeah.
Well, you have to do it in there.
Yeah.
You're the devil.
He knew the Sean.
You never
shit.
Know. He might have him lined up in there. He might still be pimping in the gym.
I hope not.
Yeah,
let me say that. I hope not. I hope that's not what he's doing. mugshot, the mugshot looked crazy too. Y'all gotta see the mugshot. It looked crazy, man. I was like, damn, bro. Like, man, wasn't he one of the ones complaining about the cheesecake? You know they're gonna blame Puff for this shit too, right?
Nah,
they gonna blame Puff for this shit. Come on, man. You know how they gonna do it.
Nah,
man.
Puff can't help Puff him. Why Puff didn't pay them?
You know how Puff do. You know how they do. They gonna do it, man. I love Puff, man. But they gonna come for you on this bullshit.
You can't blame Puff.
They can't, but they going to.
That's crazy.
They going to. It's all his fault. Cheesecake. Like, walk across the bridge, nigga.
Like, out here pimping bitches.
Yeah.
No, that's not his fault. That's, you know what I'm saying?
No, it's not his fault. Man. He made a decision. It is his fault.
That's his own man.
He made a decision, man.
He want to be a pimp.
So. It happens. It happens. Unfortunately.
That nigga's tripping, man.
Fuck cancer. I'm getting the fuck out of here. I got to check the score in the game, too, because it's going to stay in my Memphis boys. I got Memphis winning the West. That's why I got Memphis winning the West. So let me get the fuck out of here. Episode 133. Shout out to CJ. Shout out to Courtney and this bitch. I don't fuck with these two niggas, but listen, Twitter, dirty_water_NC. Our Instagram is dirtywater_podcast. My Instagram is dirtywaterlex. What's your shit, Moses?
Dirty Water Moses, Instagram.
What's your shit, Dave?
Dirty Water Dave B.
And Facebook is Dirty Water Podcast. Keep fucking with us. Keep fucking with us. Keep fucking with us. 2-6 and...
Shut up.
Word.